Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
And my next guest is a member of one of the biggest pop bands to come out of the UK with over 20 million singles and albums, three UK number ones, and legions of fans around the world. And the lads are coming to Ireland for the big day out in Limerick on August 31st. He's Scott. He's from Five. Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. I'm really happy to talk to you. I'm a big, big boy band fan, so it's an honour to speak to a member of Five, particularly you, Scott Robinson. And also, I'm going to kick things off with the question you always need to ask Scott Robinson if you get him on your show and you've wanted to interview him forever, which is, did you finish your Panini Euros sticker album?
Oh my God, it's a sore subject. I wasn't doing Panini, I was doing Tops.
Oh, Tops. Yeah. Okay.
Once you get to needing 50, you can order them.
Right.
Because obviously, otherwise it cost you hundreds of pounds to try and get them all. I needed 53.
Oh.
So, wounded. I'm still going to complete it, even though the Euros is done. I've lost a little bit of interest, you know, since it's finished. But honestly, what was really funny about that is, I mean, I'm 44 years old and doing a sticker album seems crazy. But I've got, like, undiagnosed something, ADHD.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And my brain's always 10 to the dozens, always going far too fast. And doing the sticker album, like, I know, slowed me down.
Just quietens the brain, yeah.
Right, and I loved it. I mean, there was one where I was drinking Guinness and doing the sticker album, which I really enjoyed. Actually, it was a good combination.
That sounds like it to me. Absolutely. If anyone's listening and they have any spare Tops Euro 2024 stickers,
let me know.
Yeah, let Scott know, or let me know, and I'll pass them on to Scott, and we can hopefully finish his Tops album for him, or at least the three need to be able to order.
Sort out the swapsies.
There you go. This isn't... I'm all on for this, Scott. I really am. I'll do my best for you.
I'm here for it.
Okay, look, we're going to talk about more than Top sticker albums. We need to talk this massive gig you're doing in the Gaelic Grounds in Limerick. We'll do that in a few minutes. Scott Robinson from Five with Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Scott, you've got a hell of a show coming up. August 31st, Cascada, Bass Hunter, Dereem, Entrance, and of course, Five in the Gaelic Grounds. Going to be unreal.
Yeah, do you know what? We absolutely, we love coming home, Bob. We had such a good time. Always get a really good response. And can't wait. It's going to be really, really cool.
Sure is. And that lineup is unbelievable. It's just a 90s noughties dream. And you have done loads here. Like, obviously, you know, in your initial kind of first, I suppose, wave of Five fame, you would have been hanging out, I assume, or painted as rivals, but maybe not real rivals, to our good friends Westlife.
Yeah, do you know what? It's a funny one with Westlife, because the media always had us down as these, like, big rivals, and there was a big, like, hatred there. And they were just our friends, and we laugh about it now. I mean, I was over with Nicky a couple of months ago at his house, and we're just laughing and reminiscing about the fact that publicly, I mean, and we let it happen, do you know what I mean? It was good for both brands. You know, it was good for us to pretend that there was this rivalry, but we were drinking backstage, we were having a laugh. really got a lot of time with the lads, and so glad that they're still going strong. So, yes, amazing.
And listen, it's brilliant, exactly what you just said, that yourselves and Westlife and a lot of these bands are still going strong. I mean, when you were caught up in the hype of Five's, you know, unbelievable stardom, did you think, even then, did you kind of see that, like, you know, well, maybe this might last for a number of years and then it'll end, and then here you are now today still being at Five? Or did you just, is it impossible to think that way when you're in the middle of all those things?
It's a real weird one, because back in the day, I mean, it's been quite well documented. I didn't have the best time in Five the first time around, you know, struggled, with, you know, mentally. And I don't think there was a... I think we were the guinea pigs of the industry, really, all us, like, early boy bands. You know, I think they look after you a lot better than they once did. So I never thought that, one, I never thought I'd want to get back into doing Five. I just had this, like, something was missing. I've got an amazing family life, got, you know, four kids, beautiful wife, house, dog, the works, but just that void of not performing, I really needed it. And to come back and do the big reunion and to still be going in 2024, is incredible, and I've never enjoyed it more. Found a real love for it with Sean and Richie, and yes, we've got five, there's three of us, but it doesn't feel broken. It feels incredible. And see, I've taken up the rapping now as well, which is something I never thought I could even do. I've always been a singer,
yeah,
and then I was like, almost okay, if this is going to work, someone's got that. Let's see, you know, what I can do. And luckily, I've kind of got it in the locker.
Yeah.
I've
seen you live. You have got it in the locker, and the three of you absolutely carry the name Five and the band and everything. It doesn't feel like anything's missing, I have to say.
Yeah, I think initially people, you know, maybe when we walk on the stage, they're like, oh, they're counting and going out. Oh, there's something wrong here. there's not five of them. But what I like about that scenario is I truly believe they never leave thinking that.
Yeah.
I think they might think it at the beginning,
sure,
and they go, actually, this is still really cool. And,
yeah,
you know, we're very thankful for that. And we feel we put on a really good show. And that seems to, with the sort of repeat bookings that we get, it seems to be working out for us.
Yeah, well, definitely huge here. Listen, we're delighted you're coming back. Do you know the Gaelic grounds in Limerick, this place you're playing? I mean, it's a very famous place with Gaelic, you know, football and hurling, and I'm wondering, have you any idea what those sports even are?
I know roughly what they are. Sean will go to watch anything. He's a lone ranger, Sean. He will. So when we're there, if there's time, he will 100% be on it. He'll be like, right, if I can get to a match, he'll go.
Amazing.
He does it all the time. When we were in Australia, he was going to see, you know, the stuff that they do over there. You know, he's always trying to learn new things and go and explore. So, I'm sure he'll be bang up for it.
Amazing. Brilliant. Right, well, look, I need to talk about Liam Gallagher in Brazil and a few more things. We'll do that in a few minutes' time. I got Scott Robinson with me. It's Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore. I got Scott from Five with me. And Scott, we've talked about the Gaelic Grounds gig that is happening on the 31st of August. If everybody wants to wrap up their summer with an absolute belter, that is the one to go to. Five.
That's the one to go to,
yeah. Bass Hunter, Deary, Mentrance, going to be amazing. But, you know, sometimes when I'm doing these interviews and I do some research and find out things about the people that are coming on, you hear stories and you go, is that real or is that the internet? But did you play Bop It in Brazil with Liam Gallagher in a hotel room?
Yes. Yes.
Details, please.
It was, do you know what? He's got, not so much now, but back in the day, he had such a bad rep, you know, that he was, you know, not a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a lovely, lovely guy, very misunderstood. And so we were in Brazil. My wife, Kerry, who was my girlfriend at the time, was there as well. And we were chilling, having a good laugh and a good drink. And then so we bumped into Liam. And I remember Noel not being as, well, he wasn't particularly nice to us,
sure,
in terms of, he felt, well, they're boy banders, we're rock stars,
yeah,
we can't hang out with them.
Right, right.
And Liam was like, no, they're just blokes having a beer. I'm going to have a beer with them.
Mm.
And we got really well. We was on a rooftop with them and a laugh. And then Liam wanted to show us the new album. So we were like one of the first ever,
wow,
people to hear. Yeah, to hear. The. And what was hilarious, and I know I can't swear because we're on radio, but, so I'll change the words.
Right, right.
Every time that he was playing one that he had written, it was legendary. Ah, oh, this one's absolutely legendary. And every time that he was playing one that Noel wrote, he was saying, this one's rubbish. He wasn't saying rubbish.
Yeah, wasn't saying rubbish, right.
And then it was this random moment where he pulls out of his suitcase, Bop It, and he says, oh, have you played this game? Like, it's epic. Should we play it? And we was like, wow, that's random. Liam Gallagher's, he put Bop It on tour. Like, what is he doing? Like, this is crazy.
Just in case anybody doesn't remember or is too old maybe to know what Bop It is, can you even give a brief description of what the game
right, so
actually
it's
is?
Like it's a kid's toy,
yeah,
and it's got like a beat, and it goes like, so it'll go Bop It, twist it, pull it, shake it, Bop It, twist it, and you've got to do the
things. Do whatever it says,
the,
yeah, yeah.
You've
yeah.
got to do the commands, and then if you do the wrong one, it says, ah, you're out of here, blah, blah, blah. So we're round in a circle, and this is me, my wife Kerry,
yeah,
Liam Gallagher, Sean Five, and Richie from Five. And and we are playing Boppy, and he's losing, and he's getting really frustrated with it. And he's going, no, no, I'm really good at this, but I had a Boppy. I just never used to break pre on.
Right,
all.
Right.
So I was like really good at it, and he was getting more and more frustrated. It was a brilliant night, and it's one of my favourite pub stories because people say to me, tell the Liam Gallagher story.
Yeah. An unbelievable story. That's just made my day. I love it. Thank you so much, Scott. Listen, quick fire round before I let you go. What are you currently obsessed with, Scott?
What am I currently obsessed with? So I've just had, like, the place I'm sitting in now is in my house. It's a media studio bar. Yeah. Anywhere I do interviews, I do them here.
Yeah.
It's a leisure set. You know, I've got a pool table, I've got a dartboard, I've got the bar. You can see
nice.
Behind me. And I'm obsessed. I don't use the front door in my house anymore. I walk straight in here. I've got a video to do. I do it straight away. I can do my radio. I do a radio show as well every day. So
yeah.
If I can't get into there, I can do the radio show from here. I can also chill and play pool and relax. And it's, even though it's in my house, it's in my garden.
Yeah.
It feels like somewhere else.
Like you're away. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with my garden room at the moment.
Very cool. Who's the most famous person in your phone? There's got to be a big, big set of famous people in this.
Well,
phone.
I've got a few. I've got, I suppose, James Corden's, which
yeah.
is all one to have. I've got Brian May.
Wow.
Roger Taylor.
That's pretty cool.
I've got, obviously, Brian from Westlife.
Yeah,
I've got Nicky from Westlife. Kian, David Essex.
Wow! Now we're going back to quality icons.
There's a good few in there. A good few in there.
That's excellent. Think about when you were maybe 8 years old and you were going to school. Did you bring a lunchbox? And if you did, what was in it?
My lunchbox was Thundercats.
Oh, nice.
And plain cheese sandwiches. Like, do you remember a Swiss roll?
Yeah. Still love a Swiss roll today.
Like a Swiss roll, packet of salt and vinegar, Walkers or Monster Munch.
Nice.
And a orange club biscuit.
Excellent shout as a treat. Excellent.
So something that a lot of people don't know about me now.
Yeah.
Is for nearly 5 years now, I've not had a crisp, a biscuit, a cake, a chocolate, an ice cream, a sweet.
You're joking.
No.
Wow.
So I decided that if I was going to stay reasonably fit doing touring and doing shows, and this is the bit that gets a little bit tricky, I've sacrificed those because I like a beer and a rum.
Right. So you had to make a choice on one of them.
I had to make a choice, and I was like, beer, rum, I get rid of the crisp.
Right, jeepers. So, there's the key to looking as good as Scott does. And the final question, actually, I'm going to ask. I ask everybody this question, Scott. So the reason I ask is because I don't. So I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower?
No.
Yes.
You wash the top half of your body and the soap sort of goes down
yeah.
into your legs.
Scott, we're brothers. We are brothers in this thing. I love it. Listen, absolutely brilliant to catch up with you. Go and see Scott and the rest of Five in the Gaelic Grounds on August 31st. It's going to be a hell of a night. The big day out in Limerick. Five are going to be there. It's going to be unreal. Scott, thanks so much for taking the time to catch up. Really enjoyed it.
No worries. Thanks a million.
Cheers, buddy. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.